At 27, Emma wonders if she's getting old. She used to pride herself on her refusal to see two sides of an argument, but increasingly she accepts that issues are more ambiguous and complicated than she once thought. Certainly she doesn't understand the next two items, which concern the Maastricht Treaty and the war in Yugoslavia. Shouldn't she have an opinion? Take a side? Boycott something? At least with apartheid, you knew where you stood. Now there's a war in Europe and she's personally done absolutely nothing to stop it. Too busy shopping for furniture. Unsettled, she throws off her new duvet and slides into the tiny corridor of space between the side of the bed and the walls, shuffling sideways to the hall and into the tiny bathroom which she never has to wait for because she lives alone. She drops her T-shirt into the wicker laundry basket. A great deal of wicker in her life since that fateful summer sale on Tottenham Court Road. Puts on her old spectacles and stands naked in front of the mirror, her shoulders pushed back. Could be worse, she thinks, and steps into the shower. The day she died was December 3rd, 1954. The furnace had cooked the air so hot, my mother had peeled off her sweater and stood in short sleeves, jerking at the window in her bedroom, wrestling with the stuck paint. Finally, she gave up and said, "Well, fine. We'll just burn the hell up in here, I guess." Her hair was black and generous, with thick curls circling her face. A face I could never quite coax into view, despite the sharpness of everything else. I raised my arms to her, and she picked me up, saying I was way too big a girl to hold like this, but holding me anyway. The moment she lifted me, I was wrapped in her smell. The scent got laid down in me in a permanent way and had all the precision of cinnamon.